Okay, we are back. On the line with us this morning, Derek Day. He is managing partner in the Blake Project. And John Simonson, a regular with us here. He is the owner of Wedstream Dynamics and 5-star store reviews. And gentlemen, it's great to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Great to be here.
Derek, let me, and again, I don't know if we have time to adequately go through this, but a retailer out there who realizes that, you know, he has a brand, but it's nothing that he attempted to manage. It just happened. And he said, you know, and sees the environment that we're in. He sees his competition. He perhaps sees his audience changing. What steps can he go through to help him at least begin the process of establishing a brand? And I realize, you know, this is a product, this is a subject that fills books, so we can't do this in a minute and a half, but do the best you can, I guess.
Yeah, let me give everyone listening a few lenses here that I think would be really important. So you're a local retailer, you have an established brand, people know you in your market. Let's assume that's successful. There are three things we've learned over time that brands need to lead today. The first is an emotional advantage, you know, how customers feel about you. So through that lens, think about what you're doing to create an emotional connection. What's the experience like in the store? The next thing, brands need a distinctive advantage, you know, how customers recognize you. And this is about recognizing you, not other brands that you may be focusing on other than your own brand in the retail environment. And then a connective advantage. Now, how do customers engage with you where they don't engage with other brands in the same way? So those three lenses are really important, which leads me to five quick questions that everyone listening should know to be able to grow their brand. And this also speaks to your question, Dave, on what foreign retailers could do. And the first is, you know, ask yourself, what would the world miss if my brand did not exist? And if the answer is not much, then you've got some work to do in creating value for those most important to your future. The next question that should be asked is, you know, if I could make my customers feel one thing, what would it be? And then try to think about what kind of strategies you could build around that emotion. If you want them to feel the happiness, you know, what are the things that could trigger that in the buying experience? And then another thought here, you've got to know who your enemy is. And your enemy are the ideas that compete with or conflict with your purpose. You got to know what your purpose is first to know what your enemy is. But again, my earlier point, you've got to know what, not just what you stand for, but what you stand against. Because the people that are seeking you out are also, you know, fighting that enemy. Whatever that thing is in the world, you know, they want to support who else is on their team. Question four, you know, what is the minimum a customer needs to recognize you? We're in an over-communicated society. Simplification is where the strength is. If there's too many messages coming at us, we get this, or too many products coming at us, we get choice fatigue and the brain just shuts down. So, you know, how can you simplify the retail experience? And lastly, and probably a big one, you know, if you were asked for evidence of all of the marketing claims you've made and all the sales claims that you've made, would you have enough? We're in a world today where people demand more evidence than ever before. So if you can consider those five questions, I think applying those to your brand right now today, you'd be able to do some, maybe make some quick changes that will impact the brand's future.